Hi, this is Bill Wills, and if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you probably have heard me mention my little Bichon, Layla. Love her. We had a poodle for many, many years, and now this Bichon, Layla, and it reminds me of some different topics when it comes to the dog and getting out and enjoying time, and I found out that it's actually Walk Your Pet Month. Kim Gabelein, kind enough to join me. She's the Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack Foods. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I am good. We're going to spend some time with a few tips. And really, a lot of things here are just kind of reminders in the wintertime. Don't forget about that dog and getting out and walking the dog, right?
Yeah, you know, it can be a little bit of a challenge, right? That, you know, January is Walk Your Pet Month, but it's kind of tough for those of us who live in a cold climate. But there are some ways to kind of get around it. I mean, your dog still needs those, you know, that good 30 minutes of exercise a day. And so if you can get them out there, maybe even just once or twice a day for 10 or 15 minutes, that's a really good thing.
Good reminder, any day you get home and it feels warm at all, let's get out at that point. Or let me ask you this. You know, you mentioned 30 minutes, and come to think of it, through the winter, I've been known to play a lot of fetch with Layla. That kind of gets her running, too. That's a good thing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think what's most important is, you know, that you kind of pay attention to the temperature, right, for us up here. So, you know, we have to think about, you know, if it's above 20 degrees, then it's probably okay for you to walk your dog if you have a medium or large dog.
Okay.
And then if you have a smaller dog like Layla, for example,
mm-hmm.
you might want to wait until, you know, it's between maybe 20 and 32 degrees, and then they should be able to go out for a good 15 or 20 minutes. So, but if it's below zero, which, you know, we've had a lot of that.
Yes, we have.
You know, recently very cold and some really kind of good wind chills. You really want to try to skip it then. You know, I mean, I have to take my dog outside because we don't have a fence,
mm-hmm.
and we're right near the national park, and he's a small dog, so
mm-hmm.
I really need to take him out.
Right.
We might spend 5 or 10 minutes out, and then we're back in the house. You know, so when it's cold, get out there, do your thing, get back in the house. So it's really not a good time to be going for a walk.
Kim, I know that walking is good exercise for a human, and I'm presuming you would say a vet probably tells us the same thing for the dog. It's real basic exercise, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all you need is, like I said, about 30 minutes a day. And, you know, it could be playing fetch. It could be playing fetch in the house. You know, it could be running around the house. It could be, you know, maybe going over to a friend's house and visiting a dog playmate. So, you know, there's lots of different ways to kind of do that. You know, but, you know, if you can get outside, and like you said, with us here in Northeast Ohio, we really need to think about when the temperature pops up, like it did yesterday, we want to be able to get out there and enjoy that temperature and get that walk in, you know, for sure on those kind of days. And I'm sure your dog's really happy to get out and do that. And, you know, for us, you know, you were just talking about physical exercise is
mm-hmm.
good for us. It's not just physical, though, for dogs, because they really do live through their senses, right? So they love it. They go out and kind of get what's going on in the neighborhood, right, by sniffing all the mailboxes and kind of seeing what's going on. And so it's actually mental stimulation for them in addition to the physical stimulation.
Great point. Good reminder. I know some days I get home, Layla just looks like she's kind of depressed. I'm like, well, so would I if I guess I've been sitting here all day long waiting for you to get home. Kim Gabling's with me with Bill Jack talking about your pet January. Is a National Walk Your Pet Month, and just a reminder and a few tips to get out. How about some other healthy and energetic tips that you have for me?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's always really important to watch their paws
mm-hmm.
When it's cold like this. You want to make sure you keep their toe hair clipped, because sometimes that snow can kind of pack up in there and
freeze. Good point. Yeah.
And you don't want them to get any frostbite on their little paws. Certainly, there's options for wearing boots. I don't think my dog would stand for wearing boots. Is Layla a boot
No.
wearer?
They look cute as can be. I would
they
love
do.
If she would, yeah.
They do. So yeah, no, he's not a... So, you know, you have to make sure that you wipe their paws.
Right.
Maybe walk on the sidewalk, you know, because if you're walking out in the street, that can be tough on them because there's not a dog-safe salt on the street. So that could really kind of burn their paws and really chap them. And there's all kinds of products out there to moisturize their paws. So you can get some paw butter and kind of put it on there, too, after you get them in, get them dried off, and then be able to give them a little moisturizing. And certainly, just like us, they need a jacket sometimes.
Oh, sure.
So there's nothing wrong with a jacket. I know that you had Layla by recently.
Yes.
And she looked adorable.
Thank you.
In her
you know what? We dog owners, we are known to spend some money at times, and she has many jackets, and there is a lot of nice winter wear for animals, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and it's really important, like, as you bring that up, you know, as you're just walking generally, it's important for you to make sure you check your leash and collar, because if it's fraying or if it's not holding very tightly and the clip is coming off of it, obviously you don't want to be walking your dog. And I don't always check my collar all
good
the time,
point.
Right? You just kind of, you know, think it's there and it's all good. But it's good to check that every once in a while. And I know for me, my dog likes to pull.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on a harness typically when we walk
right.
instead of on just his collar, because I know he'll just choke himself and drive himself crazy. So it's always nice to have a harness and make it nice and easy and a gentle walk so that everybody has a good time.
I'm glad Layla's not the only puller. and that harness, you're right. That is important for the safety. And look, now's the time of year your dog may be pulling you to get outside. So a few tips from Kim and our good friends at Bill Jack about just getting out and reminding you to get out and enjoy that dog, especially in the winter months when it is beautiful, but you just want to make sure you know the time and the temperature and make sure you're taking care of the dog, right?
Yeah, and you want to make sure you don't forget to bring a waste bag or two along with you.
Excellent.
So you don't leave anything behind that you shouldn't.
You got it. Some great reminders. Kim Gabeline, the Senior Marketing Director of Bill Jack Foods, with a few tips and some good reminders for us dog owners to get out and safely spend some time in the winter months walking your pet. Now, you can learn more about Bill Jack at bill-jack.com. You can also find Bill Jack at Pet Supply Plus, Pet Smart. For more information on Bill Jack, they've got a great website, bill-jack.com, bill-jack.com. Like them on Facebook, Twitter, they're up there as well, Pinterest, and Instagram. .com/BillJackDogFood. Kim Gabeline, the Senior Marketing Director with Bill Jack, joining me on a few tips to get out and enjoy walking your dog. Let's get out and go take a walk with your beautiful dog soon.